Everyone seemed to love him, but no one seemed to understand the depth of his depression. From Facebook and Twitter to news websites, Robin Williams' death has fueled a new conversation about depression, about sensitivity, and about looking for signs among our friends and family. Bill Wilkinson, CEO of Roy Moss Youth Alternative, says back to school often brings depression on for children.
Particularly as they're moving to different grade environments, so you're moving from elementary to middle school, moving from middle school to high school. They could be concerned about bullying, about being in this foreign environment. They might be feeling pressure from parents or from the system at large.
Wilkinson hopes the new conversation will mean parents talk more to their kids. Elizabeth Lutz with the Health Collaborative says it's important for parents to know what to look for.
Very early diagnosis in children is key, and we start to see a lot of changes around the adolescent area.
But Lutz says getting people to the right resources in San Antonio has often been a battle.
We don't have enough resources for counseling. There's limited there's limited psychiatry, there's limited counseling services available. So while we have great partners, there's funding that is required in order for us to continue to provide these services for families.
The group is offering a community-wide conversation about mental health issues Wednesday evening so people can learn about depression and substance abuse. The event will be held at the Whitley Center on Oblate Drive, and more information can be found on our website. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.